We have more tickets for you to win for My Chemical Romance. Listen for your chance to win at one of their shows at the Hollywood Bowl, October 21st, 23rd, and 24th of next year, celebrating the 20th anniversary of the Black Parade. Your chance to win is coming up. K-Rock. It is world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What is up, party people? We have People Are Dumb, the L.A. version. We have What's Up with Florida, a guy doing donuts in front of the cops to impress girls, he said. We have great news on today's show. We have the 420 catch of the day, our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we've got tickets for you to see Haim at the Forum. And in less than 1 hour, we've got another chance for this. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
That is absolutely not true.
Seems like all the headlines are negative, but I have great news coming up in a few minutes on K-Rock.
Just when you think everything sucks and the world is falling down.
I like to highlight things going right occasionally so that we don't lose faith in humanity. And this is a Southern California boy who saved his dad's life.
A cherished moment for any father and son playing catch.
Dad and son in the backyard playing catch.
For Dr. Nick Mundek and his 10-year-old son, Steven, it's a moment made sweeter knowing Dr. Mundek was at death's door recently. That is until his son saved his life, giving them more cherished time to make memories like this.
This past April of this year, I relapsed with leukemia.
Obviously, the second time he had it.
Dr. Mundek had had a stem cell transplant before. Now he desperately needed another one, yet he could not find a match.
To find a match, they need to find an antigen, HLA. And not everybody has that, and not everybody can help him.
Came back very aggressive. I was immediately hospitalized.
Dr. Nick was running out of time.
I'm thinking about my family, and I'm thinking about how I'm not ready to go yet.
In his darkest hours, sitting in his doctor's office, Dr. Nick had a thought.
As soon as my doctor came in the room, I said, could a 9-year-old who's 70 pounds give us enough stem cells?
That's why you have kids, replacement parts, right?
And he just looked at me and smirked, and he said he just might be able to.
This is his son rocking out on the guitar.
Budding rocker Steven Mundek was a match.
He really was a brave young man who wanted to help his dad in any way he could.
Once the son, Steven, realized that he could help his dad, he was all in.
The procedure more difficult due to Steven's age. He was a mere 9 years old at the time, one of the youngest ever to undergo a stem cell transplant. Yet he didn't hesitate. The transplant performed at Cedars-Sinai Guerin Children's in Los Angeles. It was a smashing success.
Very grateful. He's my hero.
Feels good to do that because all my friends are proud of me.
Whatever, Dad. I have friends.
Dr. Mundek sees his son as a superhero who, like in the movies, saves the day. And in this case, saving his dad.
They got a cape on and they're flying to someone in need who, you know, is in a critical point of their life. And then to see that unfold in front of you, not just any person, but your 9-year-old is incredible.
Because of the actions of his boy, Dr. Mundek will no doubt have many more years to share and cherish memories like this, a simple game of catch with this hero who happens to be his son.
And that is great news. Hey, Rock, hello, who's this?
Oh, my God. This is Carla Quintero.
Carla, your caller 20.
Oh, my God, are you serious?
I am absolutely serious. You just won tickets to see My Chemical Romance at the Hollywood Bowl.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
I'm happy you're happy. Sometimes we have to give tickets to people that don't care, and that bums me out.
Yeah, no, my sister and I are huge fans, and we've always gone together, and it's just, yeah.
That's fantastic.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
It is hard to rock that hard and then go into this.
From the Gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Reiters. What's up with Florida?
Well, he was showing off. At least that's what police in Bradenton say about him when he got the wrong kind of attention, and it ended up landing him behind bars.
So first things first, this Florida man was drunk and behind the wheel with a cop behind him.
Tonight he faces a number of charges after burning out of an intersection.
And as Fox 13's Kimberly Cuisant reports, the Bradenton police chief calls the driver stunt stupid.
When you live in Florida where the cops see everything and they called you stupid, I'm just guessing that wasn't his goal.
The driver behind the wheel of this truck, waiting to turn onto Manatee Avenue early Sunday morning, caught the attention of Bradenton police for all the wrong reasons.
There are good reasons to catch the police's eye.
This guy made a decision to, one, drive drunk.
But just driving drunk wasn't enough.
He then drove at officers.
Trying to run over the police, not a great idea.
He then recklessly drove down where there's a lot of pedestrians leaving bars.
Great, heading for an area where there's a lot of people around.
Officers with the Bradenton Police Department, they caught up to it just as it was burning out. The marks still remain.
So he was drunk with the police behind him, and he thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to burn out at this stop sign.
100 plus feet of burnout. That's going to be thousands of dollars in damage to the crosswalk, the man hours to come out to clean it up. It's just stupid decisions.
And the reason for it.
All right. Why did the drunk driver peel out at a stop sign? What would you guess he told the police?
28-year-old Juan Leon told officers it was to, quote, impress girls.
Not a specific girl, but all girls.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Instead, Chief Josh Kramer says Leon now faces multiple charges for not only DUI and reckless driving, but three counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, a.k.a. his truck, for nearly hitting those trying to enjoy a night out.
Do something smarter. Do something better.
Florida man, be better.
Dumbass.
Four girls tried to dine and dash and failed miserably and hilariously. We got People Are Dumb coming up on K-Rock.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
A group of women dine and dash, but they forgot their car keys at the table and had to come back. And when they came back, everybody was making fun of them. This was from one of the guys' phones that were laughing at them. And these guys apparently knew the waitress, called her over, and got them to pay.
Look. They're going to say they're going to the bathroom.
Y'all went to the bathroom?
I gotta go sit.
Y'all would say you're going to the bathroom?
No, no, no. Y'all ready to pay these bills?
Damn, Shorty.
All four of them come back and sit down at the table.
Shut up! Shut up!
This guy calls the waitress over.
Shut up!
That's how recorded.
Yeah, y'all shouldn't have walked out. Pay your bill.
Yeah, y'all left them keys.
World's dumbest criminals, yes. It's Kevin Ryder. Megan Holliday has three things at four.
I'm going to tell you how ChatGPT can help you win the lottery.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, right? Finally, using it for good.
The 420 catch of the day, our new music feature, is coming up in a second. It's Kevin Ryder with Megan Holliday and three things at four.
K-Rock.
K-Rock.
K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
Number one, an Airbnb host in North Carolina discovered her guests had secretly installed 10 crypto mining rigs inside of her rental running nonstop for 3 weeks. So this is how Bitcoin uses to generate new coins and verify new transactions. I don't understand how any of this works.
Right.
But this is the thing. So they set all this up in an Airbnb. The operation earned them more than $100,000 in crypto, but left her with a shocking $1,500 power bill. She eventually got reimbursed after filing a claim with Airbnb, which then required her to add rules banning mining equipment in the house.
Wow.
How could she forget to put the rule about mining equipment?
You would
think. God, so dumb. Number two, a woman from Virginia stunned her community after winning a $150,000 Powerball prize using numbers generated by ChatGPT.
What?
While it did remind her that the lottery is purely chance, ChatGPT's suggested picks ended up being the winning combination, which is insane. But it, you know what was cool? I really like the story because instead of keeping the money, she actually donated it all to different charities, including an organization funding dementia in honor of her late husband, dementia research, I should say. She said that she wants the gesture to be an example of when people are already blessed, they can bless others.
Wow.
I like that.
Love that.
Okay, for our third story, a rising fitness trend has fans channeling their inner animal by walking, running, and even jumping on all fours, a form of movement known as quadrobics. Here's the story.
Nope.
This fitness trend is called quadrobics, and it involves walking, running, and jumping on all fours, just like an animal. And yes, some of the people doing it identify as animals and might even dress up, but fans insist it is a full body workout. So Lille, seen here, says it's given her the beginnings of a six pack. One personal trainer told the Post that it's legit and constantly engages your abs, obliques, and deep stabilizers. It also works your shoulders, chest, lats, glutes, quads. It's kind of a literal beast mode workout. Not everyone who does it dresses up. Alexia, seen here just being a regular human, said it's made her really strong and gotten her in touch with her primal instincts. She's even working on a course for beginners.
Yeah.
And in case you were wondering, Solil, the Therian who dresses up, says, no, this is not a kink.
Wow.
It is not a kink. Are you ready to go into beast mode?
I'm not.
Dog after this?
All right. Really?
Okay, we'll talk about it. Okay. I'm Megan Holiday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
This is a new super group made up of Phoenix. Remember them from France? And the French house duo Brax and Falcon. It's Alex Brax and DJ Falcon who've done a lot of stuff with Daft Punk. They've teamed up to form a new super group called UFO. And their first song is called UFO. And it's our 420 catch of the day today on K-Rock. That is a song called UFOs by the band UFO, which is a super group involving Phoenix and the French house duo Brax and Falcon. And they don't have an album. They just thought they'd get together and do a song. And that is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. My Chemical Romance is playing the Hollywood Bowl.
Ooh, so awesome.
Very excited.
You're going to have your next chance to win up those tickets. That'll be at 6 on K-Rock.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holiday.
Hello.
I went down a rabbit hole this morning chasing a story that I could not verify, and it made me sad.
Okay.
And somebody broke into a gun store and was trying to put all of the guns in his pants, but couldn't get his pants up. So I started trying to track that down, and I couldn't find it anywhere.
Oh, my God.
But I found two others. Thief makes off with 12 guns from a gun store, putting them in his pants.
God.
I'm not exactly sure how you would fit that many.
Well, and how do they not come out the bottom, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
It's heavy. I don't know.
I don't know.
Whew.
And then this one, police, gun thief suspect shoved 12-gauge shotgun down his pants.
Oh, my God.
It's like you have to keep your legs straight.
You do,
just
yeah.
Just to walk.
You can't bend at the knee. Mm-mm.
So it made me think, it's always funny when you have to sneak stuff in your pants.
Yes.
Always. So those are the calls that we're going to look for today at 800-520-1067. Calls and or texts about sneaking things in your pants.
And we've got your tickets to see Haim at the Forum on October 9th.
And did you want to bring up the women version?
Well, yeah, because I was thinking that, you know, we wear tighter pants typically. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you got to put some stuff in your boobs, you know, and
sure.
That's been a really great place for me. And I know along with a lot of other women to get things into places that you need to go.
800-520-1067 is the phone number. K-Rock, hello.
I have something in your pants situation.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay, I was a bagger at a grocery store when I was in high school, and we had an undercover cop there, and he caught this old lady, and he was by himself, and he was a man, so they needed a girl or a woman to verify that she had stuff things. So I had to go in the back room and ask her to lift her dress up, and she had all these canned goods in her pantyhose.
Did you say canned goods?
Yeah, she had like 6 or 8 cans. Yeah.
Wow.
So that's what pantyhose are really supposed to be used for.
Canned goods.
Yeah, you can put tight things in your pantyhose.
Okay, I'm taking notes.
We're taking calls and texts about sneaking stuff in your pants.
818, I used to work at Lids, and this guy once tried to steal 85 Dodgers hats in his pants. We saw him in the cameras, laughed, and caught him red-handed. This K-Rock.
People always come through.
Yes.
Always.
1,000%.
It is K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday. We are taking your phone calls and texts at 800-520-1067.
We've got your tickets to see Haim. And you put something in your pants.
Tried to sneak something in your pants. Where did you do that?
Dodger game, 21 years old, don't want to pay the price for alcohol.
Yep.
We had bottles instead of cans. So walking into the Dodger stadium, we're clinking, clinking, clinking all over the place, and they caught us and kicked us out.
Oh, no.
You tried to sneak bottles of alcohol in?
Yes. Well, definitely.
So how many bottles are we talking about that are clinking around making enough noise?
At least six, probably more.
Six bottles, maybe more.
Six back.
You were begging to get caught.
Yeah.
And you did. K-Rock, hello.
A while back, I was at a Home Depot in the L.A. area. And so I'm in the parking lot and I'm walking behind these two men were walking into the store, and one was carrying some crutches, but none of these men were limping, or they didn't seem hurt. So I didn't think much of it, went my own way, going down the aisles and so forth. And I want to say no more than like 15 minutes later, I ran into them in the tool section. And I noticed these men, one was actually stuffing his pants with some ratchets and hand tools and breaker bars, and he was putting this stuff in his pants. I don't know if he had like a bungee cord or a tourniquet or something, but he was tying it like to his legs, and he handed him the crutches. And I thought to myself, oh my god, that's genius right there. But I don't know how these guys are going to get away with it, because now that I've witnessed this and I'm a justice seeker.
I'm sorry, you're a justice seeker?
I just decided to let them do their thing and to see if they could actually get away with them. I did follow them, like I flagged down like an associate. And I told them that man with the crutches is only limping because he doesn't want to bend his leg, because he has so many tools in his leg that he's trying to walk out of the store stealing this stuff. They all kind of huddled around him and forced him to empty out all that stuff.
Oh, my God.
You're a narc, dude.
You are a narc. You followed him around. You're a justice seeker. He's a justice seeker. Taking your calls and texts about things you tried to sneak in your pants.
424 said, I snuck a Hennessy Ziploc baggie in my boobs. That's what I'm talking about. And then the 626, this is my favorite. Not pants, but I've stuffed a Bon Me in my shirt so I didn't have to buy food at Six Flags. Genius.
Pretty smart. K-Rock, hello.
When I was a kid, my cousin worked for LA Gear. And so we had gone to a Raiders game, and we strapped over 100 pink and white beach balls to our legs and blew them up during the game.
You know those Raiders colors, white and pink. Did you say 100?
Over 100. There were like six or seven of us.
Oh my God.
You brought the party.
And we all blew them up, and we just dunked them throughout the stadium.
That's fantastic. That's awesome. I always wondered how those get in. I assumed it was the way you did it.
Yep, that is how we got them in.
We are taking your calls on sneaking things in your pants, 800-520-1067.
And we've got your tickets to see Haim at the Forum on October 9th.
Crazy topic today. You tried to steal things by putting them in your pants.
This has been a blast.
1-800-520-1067 for your calls and or text. You got a story?
I used to work for a department store, and I was like, a loss prevention associate.
Yep.
I had this like an older mother. She was wearing a long skirt, and she was walking by me, and she dropped something, and she asked me, "Oh, sir, can you help me pick that up?" I already knew she had things down in her skirt.
What did she drop? Like her phone?
So I said, "Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. I can't help you because you know that's her property, and I don't want to be liable for breaking it." And she goes, "No, sir, can you really help me?" I was like, "Well, I'll help you if you take off the things out of your skirt." And that's when she got mad, and she basically like squatted down, got her phone and then just walked out. And the other backpack threw on the floor that she was trying to steal.
So she didn't get away with anything.
No, she didn't. And she broke her phone.
Oh, my God. So all the stuff she was trying to steal fell out when she bent over to pick it up.
Yeah, so you know, she had it between her legs under her skirt. So when she went and squat down to pick up her phone, everything fell out.
Oh, my God.
That is so embarrassing. I love it.
Yeah. She had, like, four backpacks between her legs. And they were, like, Jan Sports and, like, you know, different types.
Oh, hey, back to school time, you know? Got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
K-Rock, hello.
Okay, so one day I was at a swap meet, and I got a cat. I tried to put it in my backpack, and I almost made it out until my backpack started meowing.
Where did you get a cat? What do you mean you got a cat?
Well, it was kind of a rescue or a little theft, but I ended up trying to get a cat at the Santa Fe Springs swap meet because they were in a little cage. Huh? And I love animals, so I'm not going to let them just be in a little cage.
So you're a freedom fighter for cats.
You can say that. I'm a cat activist, yes.
Oh, my God. So then when they heard the cat meowing, what happened?
I had to give it back. I'm not dishonest. I just tried to free an animal.
Oh. You're not dishonest.
Oh, my God.
I like the way you think.
Is there something meowing in the background now?
Is that a cat or a kid?
No, it's my cats. I have a lot of cats. I'm telling you, I love cats.
Oh, my God.
Wow, you're freaking us out. How many of them are stolen? Be honest.
All of them.
Oh, my God.
And I'm doing another hit tonight.
What is wrong with you?
I like cats, man.
Right. So a lot of people like cats. Woo! But they don't go around doing hits and stealing cats. All right. Thank you.
Okay, good luck.
Okay,
bye.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Just hide your kids, hide your cats.
We don't know if he's telling the truth. I'd like to think he's not.
I kind of think he truly is going to do a hit tonight.
I kind of think he is, too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we have the concert tickets.
Yes.
Should we give them to the Home Depot guy?
To the narc?
Yeah, to the narc?
Yeah, Daniel.
Daniel, you're a narc.
Wow.
It really kind of bothers me a little bit that when you told your story, you narked on a guy, and that immediately rubbed me the wrong way. Why? What's wrong with me?
I know, and you were doing the exact right thing.
Right, and I hated you for it.
Same. Sorry,
what's
Daniel.
Wrong with us? Wow.
I'm usually not a whistleblower because I can't stand, like, Karens, and I don't know what the equivalent.
Dude, you said you're a justice seeker.
You did.
I'm a justice seeker.
You used those words. And no one uses those words.
That's hilarious.
All right. Congratulations. You got the tickets.
You're going to go see Haim at the Forum on October 9th, Daniel. Congratulations.
And thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank that's you awesome. For calling. We appreciate it. All right. That's it for me. I'm going to go steal some cats.
Meanwhile, I will be hooking you up with your tickets to see Mike Kemp. That's going to be at 6 o'clock. And then I'm going to also world premiere a brand new song from Tame Impala.
Love it.
It's called Dracula, and that'll be tonight at 9 on KROQ.